刚刚结束了在美国华盛顿州西雅图的两场演出，美国神韵国际艺术团又马不停蹄的北上，于3月25号开始在加拿大西部卑诗省以及阿尔伯塔省多个城市的巡回演出。下面让我们来看一看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
3月25日晚，美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大温哥华伊丽莎白女皇剧院的首演，拉开了神韵2010年加拿大西部巡回演出的序幕。神韵全新的节目带给这里的观众全新的感受，无论是艺术家还是商界人士，都为神韵一流的艺术表演倾倒。伦敦皇家舞蹈学院终身会员舞蹈家卡尔森说，观赏神韵有益身心。
It's a real joy for me to see that a tradition brought into the 21st century and to be able to combine the arts, whether it's singing, the acting, dancing, music. So just that synergy is, it's healing is what it is.
第一次接触中国古典舞，卡尔森由衷地欣赏神韵舞蹈演员的精湛武艺。
The fluidity and just a feminine simplicity, but also a dynamic that, depth, there's depth.Oh, the male dancers, yes, those two. I mean, with certainly the leaps and just the agility.
跨国广告公司总裁韩先生尤其喜欢神韵体现了原汁原味的中国文化。
Very professional. The dancers, the synchronization of the dancers is outstanding. And what I like about it, it's the traditional dance.
Probably the lightness on their feet, the coordination of the movements, all very beautiful.
神韵四度莅临华人聚居的温哥华，自然也吸引了不少华裔观众。
我们周围的那个洋人都是很卖力的鼓掌，所以年代我们自己都觉得很骄傲，也很高兴说能够让他们这么专心来看这个表演。我希望我以后都还能常常来，也希望介绍我的亲戚朋友都能来。
美国神韵国际艺术团还将在温哥华演出四场。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温哥华报道。
久负盛名的美国神韵艺术团3月25号第四次莅临加拿大温哥华，拉开了神韵2010年加拿大西部巡回演出的序幕。当地三级政要发出贺信，期待着再次体验神韵带来的美好和震撼。我们来看看本台记者从当地发来的报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团3月25号莅临加拿大卑诗省温哥华，在伊丽莎白女皇剧院连演五场神韵晚会。多位政要通过贺信表达对神韵的期待。联邦参议员莫比纳贾福曾观赏过神韵晚会，他表示神韵的卓越在于它是了解5000年中华传统文化的窗口。国会议员苗西成已经连续2年观看神韵晚会，他在贺信中写道，中华传统文化对很多人来讲有深远的意义，从我个人的经验来看，没有什么事情比观看一场神韵晚会更能了解中华文化。国会议员朱利安也是神韵晚会的老观众，他在贺信中赞美神韵通过才华横溢的演员、令人惊叹的服饰和最高水准的天幕，将丰富久远的中华文化和艺术展示得栩栩如生。卑诗省省都波因特强调，神韵壮观的舞蹈和音乐展现了中国灿烂的文化遗产。他代表英国女王和卑诗省省民祝贺观众可以欣赏到最难忘的演出。西温哥华、本拿比、兰里市等多个城市的市长也都祝贺演出圆满成功。观众们将欣赏到神韵2010的全新节目，感受中华文化的博大精深。新唐人记者李云翔，温哥华报道。
加拿大太平洋芭蕾舞团总监卢戈里奥·圣德沃在温哥华观看了神韵演出，他表示这是他首次接触中国古典舞，神韵的舞蹈以及天幕等都让他十分着迷。
加拿大太平洋芭蕾舞团总监圣德沃在神韵演出中看到了真正的中国古典舞，舞蹈演员的完美技巧和独特韵味让他完全着了迷。
Technically, they are superb. Definitely, they are solid. I was impressed by that take from the moment that the curtain raised up, and they were really, really full of energy and enthusiasm. And I know that they are been touring all over the world, so you often expect to see those, you know, a little bit of not bad, not a moment of hesitation.
在圣德沃的眼里，神韵不仅仅是一场世界级的演出。
It's beautiful to see the opportunity that this group brings, the opportunity to bring an incredible message that it brings, not just the, of bringing art, but the use of the art to bring a potential social change, which is the ultimate goal of societies. Shed some light into some aspect of our life that sometimes requires us to stop and look at it, and the opportunity to bring and let our children see what this message is and what our culture and other parts of other cultures and how we all connect. I think it's a real manifestation of the divine on stage.
圣德沃对于神韵的天幕设计以及反映中国当代现实的小舞剧也极为推崇。
But it didn't dwell in it to make you feel sad. You feel happy about it. You felt that there was a hope, a message of hope with it.
新唐人记者朱峰、董思远，加拿大温哥华报道。
加拿大勋章得主、被誉为加拿大西部歌剧之父的厄文·戈特曼博士观看了美国神韵国际艺术团在温哥华的首场演出，他对神韵晚会的舞蹈、音乐和所表现的内涵赞叹不已。
加拿大勋章得主厄文·戈特曼博士连续两年观赏了神韵演出，2010年的神韵新节目再次深深地打动了他。
Choreography is so fantastic, and the precision, and it's so fluid the way it flows, and the imagination and the different combinations of the dances is unbelievable. It's a feast for the eye.
戈特曼博士给予神韵歌唱家很高的评价。
They did very well. They're strong voices and beautiful voices.
他也非常喜欢神韵国际艺术团乐团的现场伴奏。
Oriental instruments combined with Western music, it's a wonderful idea. It works beautifully. And is that a traveling orchestra? You bring the whole thing? Wow.
戈特曼博士认为，神韵保存传统文化非常有意义。他对神韵现在还不能在中国演出感到遗憾。
First of all, it's very, very important to keep that tradition alive.Because it doesn't take long, a number of years, but if it's not brought to the people, like you have done, it starts to fade away and then it's not remembered.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温哥华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大温哥华的第二场演出吸引了不少华人新移民前来观看，很多观众表示神韵让他们感受到一种难以描述的震撼。
去年移民加拿大的林先生第一次观看神韵就被演出的魅力征服。
我就是说不出来那种感受了。为什么呢？你说很高级的那个演出我也看过，但是我 这台戏我真的是第一次看，所以我看了以后呢，我就有一种好像神仙做戏给我看吧，说得不好听，就内心有一种这样的感觉。
开场和结尾的节目给林先生的印象最深。
我最喜欢的就是开场那个比较好震撼啊，对，跟结尾那个节目我比较看到比较震撼，说不出来，就这么简单。反正就心里好像感觉到有点震撼，有点舒服。
来自云南从事社科工作的贺先生特别喜欢民族舞，
这是一种很美妙的感受了。因为我是云南来的，所以这个像这个刚才这个藏族舞蹈，我觉得特别传神，让我想到了家乡了。
他也希望更多的华人朋友来观看神韵。
那我就觉得这是一场非常专业，然后非常值得一看的表演。然后这个就是说他的这样一种这个艺术气息很浓厚，然后这个演员的这样一些敬业精神，我觉得都很棒。
新唐人记者朱峰、董思远，温哥华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在温哥华的演出受到了越来越多的民众推崇，许多华人携亲带友前往观看，感动一词是大部分华裔观众脱口而出的感受。
柯先生第一次看神韵，深深地为其呈现的正统价值感动。
那我从前也是搞舞蹈的，我也是我是跳芭蕾舞的，但是几十年以前了， 但是我看到你们这样的恢复这个民族的文化，这一点是非常感动，因为没机会看到这样的纯洁的文艺作品。
他认为神韵完全体现了中国古典舞的精气神。
要是每一个真正喜欢中国舞蹈的，或者古典舞或者是民族舞，都一定要喜欢这个。
连续四年观看神韵的忠实粉丝陈先生今年仍然有很深的感触。
感动就是因为我们看到各个民族啊的舞蹈啊都什么体现的，我们真的中国文化团结，这真的和谐的在一起，这个最难得的这样的东西，就是有神在庇护着我们，所以我们能够表现的非常的安详，这个是很难得的，是大陆不可能做到的。明年希望你们能够更棒的节目在中国能够演出了。
谢先生一家七口一同来看演出，他们对能在加拿大看到呈现正统文化的演出感到幸运。
艺术好，对，很高的艺术。
因为在中国好像没有看到那么传统的表演。
张先生认为，神韵在全世界巡回演出，不仅为华人争光，对社会也有积极导向。
因为人们要平和嘛，就是和平。理性是吧？那么这个戏看呢，它总的一个作用就是能够引导所有的人走向和平。
新唐人记者朱峰、董思远，加拿大温哥华报道。
塔希提航空公司的加拿大总经理尚普先生携全家来看美国神韵国际艺术团在温哥华的演出，他说神韵独一无二，每个人都应该来看。
航空公司加拿大总经理尚普带着太太和孩子第一次观看神韵演出，有强烈的感受。
It's something that everyone should come and look at it. It's really, we all enjoyed it. And the comment of my little girl was, it's too short. She wanted to be longer. She wanted to stay and enjoy it more. I mean, all the performers are very unique.Soprano and the tenors are very a wonderful voice.
尚普非常欣赏神韵将歌舞表演编排在一起的艺术形式。
It's a combination of all the different arts of the scene, the opera to the colorful colors and the screen behind also that brings something unique and authentic of the show.
尚普的妻子瑞可认为，神韵是让孩子们接触不同民族文化的好机会。九岁的女儿娜奥米看完演出，还学会了说中文。
神韵，神韵。
加拿大知名的商界领袖、加拿大勋章得主梅尔·库珀观看了美国神韵国际艺术团在温哥华的演出之后，感叹这样美好的体验实在不容错过。
梅尔·库珀是加拿大颇具影响力的商界领袖，他拥有三家广播电台，曾任卑诗省广播电视协会主席。神韵艺术团演员们的精彩表演让他赞不绝口。
They've done a wonderful job, very, very talented, very, very disciplined. They've worked hard, you can tell. Somebody's done a really good job with them.
库珀还陶醉于神韵晚会的音乐、天幕和所表现的文化内涵。他尤其认同通过舞蹈的方式展现价值观。
It's a very powerful thing to do, because otherwise people would not have the opportunity to learn some things, you know, and open their eyes a bit to, I should know more about that.
作为杰出的商界和社区领袖，库珀曾获得无数奖项，包括加拿大平民的最高荣誉加拿大勋章，也是工商界争相邀请的演说家。当问到给没看过神韵的朋友们的建议时，他脱口而出：
I would think that they're missing something really good, and you shouldn't go through this life and miss good things.
新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温哥华报道。
托尼·克拉克在加拿大的新西斯敏交响乐团担任了17年的首席小提琴家。他在观赏了美国神韵国际艺术团在温哥华的演出后，感叹于神韵的独特和完美。
小提琴家克拉克最大的感触是，神韵与他在中国看到的演出完全不一样。
I went to similar shows, but this one is particularly interesting because it shows tracing the history and the culture of China as opposed to just going to sort of circus-like in China, which is what I saw.
作为一名音乐家，克拉克自然特别留意神韵艺术团乐队的现场伴奏。
It's Western music with a very much a Chinese flavor to it, and the instrumentation using the pipa and the erhu and similar Chinese instruments along with the Western instrument. It's very interesting. So I'm thoroughly enjoying the show. Yeah.
而晚会令他陶醉的不仅仅是音乐。
Yeah, everything is very, obviously very well rehearsed, very well done. The costume is brilliant and the backdrops and everything is just flowing so beautifully.
他也很欣赏两位主持人的解说。
What they tell us is just briefly, but they really capture everything to expect within the dance. Yeah.
克拉克还多次提到，他一定会向朋友推荐神韵演出。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温哥华报道。
神韵第四年莅临加拿大温哥华，很多当地音乐家慕名前来。下面来听一听一对音乐家夫妇观赏神韵晚会的感受。
温哥华当地交响乐团指挥露西·米勒和先生一同观赏了首场神韵演出。对于米勒来说，这是一次全新的艺术体验。
The music was just a wonderful blend of sounds and really enhanced the performance on stage. It was fabulous.
米勒对神韵国际艺术团乐团指挥林佳琪极为赞赏。
She did a fantastic job of keeping the whole ensemble together. It's a very exciting performance, and just the synchronicity with what was going on stage, and just the beginning and close of each number was spectacular.
整场晚会对米勒来说都充满了惊喜。
I loved all of the show, so it was a stunning opening, and it just carried through. There was great flow right through to the end.And a great build-up, and I love the stories and the way it was told and the presentation of how that tied in with the music.
米勒的先生克鲁是资深打击乐演奏家，他认为晚会的一切都是一流的。
I've worked with numerous ballet companies. I think the dancing was very professional, the music and the orchestra was very professional. I enjoyed it very much.
两位音乐家表示将会和更多的亲友分享这难忘的体验。新唐人记者李云翔，温哥华报道。
美国神韵艺术团四度莅临加拿大巡回演出，很多观众已经成为神韵的粉丝。联邦参议员莫比纳·贾夫和国会议员苗西成就是其中的两位。下面请看报道。
莫比纳·贾夫是加拿大第一个南亚裔联邦参议员，已经连续三年观看晚会的他毫不掩饰对神韵的喜爱。
It is such a beautiful show. I wish more people could see it. Every year I come, I can't wait for the next year, and I brought eight members of my family this year.
看来不仅是自己的家人，这位参议员还希望把最美好的东西和更多人分享。
I want to say to Canadian people, don't miss it this year. Next year, it's an art form that we all should enjoy. I have enjoyed it for 3 years, and I am looking forward to coming with more of my family members next year.
国会议员苗西成也已经多次观赏神韵晚会，对这一点他很自豪。
I'm a big fan now. I think I'm a certifiable fan because this is my third time, and I think every year I'm so impressed at the sort of the spectacle of the dances and how beautiful they are, and the movement and the athleticism. It was terrific.
苗西成开始分享他最喜欢的节目，却发现实在难以取舍。
The lantern dance at the very beginning was terrific. I liked that one. I liked the one with the long sleeves, the water dance. That was pretty cool too. And all of them were pretty amazing. Hard to choose.
苗西成还说，他一直在国会山庄向其他议员推荐神韵晚会。新唐人记者李云翔，温哥华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在温哥华的第二场演出现场气氛非常热烈，中华神传文化深邃的精神内涵打动了很多西方观众。下面请看本台记者在温哥华的报道。
神韵晚会中的小舞剧，或描述古老的神话传说，或反映当代的中国现实，所展现的精神内涵引起了西方观众的共鸣。
I am a Christian, and so it's very similar toMy beliefs and my religion is like when you die, you go to heaven, right? So that's how it touched me.
philosophy of life. You know, there is something higher and better than what we can experience here on this earth.
令观众称道的还有神韵节目中体现的价值观。
My favorite one was determination and people standing up truly for what they believe in, and going against all odds.
神韵晚会更是改变了一些西方观众对中国人的印象。
Very surprised and very pleasure to see the spirituality. In Canada, we see Chinese people working very hard, and to see that they have the time to be spiritual as well is just very, very nice. My admiration is endless for them.
新唐人记者李云翔，温哥华报道。
旅居加拿大的两位电视制作人观看了美国神韵国际艺术团在温哥华的演出，他们对晚会赞叹不已，表示明年还会来看神韵演出。
旅居加拿大多年的电视制作人是第二年在温哥华观看神韵，除了表达他对晚会的赞美之外，他也感谢神韵让他了解到什么是中华神传文化。
It's divine. They deliver the meaning.The true meaning of what Chinese are.
观看神韵也让他对生命的意义有了更深的理解。
Life should be beautiful, not only for one, but for everybody. That is the message I get.
第一次观看神韵晚会的电视节目主持人崔妮有意外的收获。
I came from work. I was really tired, but it waked me up, and I thought.It's so nice.
他对晚会呈现的精神内涵印象深刻。
There's the good and bad in this world, so but there's the path to the goodness. So to me, that's where we should be going to.
两位制作人表示，明年还会来看神韵演出。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温哥华报道。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大西部巡回演出的首站温哥华已经连演了五场，于3月28日圆满落幕。四天的演出令近万名中西方观众大开眼界，见识到真正的正统艺术和文化。来听一听各界人士以及华裔观众的感受。
在满堂观众的喝彩与掌声中，加拿大温哥华伊丽莎白女皇剧院上演的最后一场神韵演出圆满落幕。神韵四度莅临温哥华，再次吸引了来自家国政界、商界、艺术界等各界主流。无论是第一次观看，还是多年的粉丝，他们对神韵的全新节目无不感到震撼和感动。加拿大联邦参议员莫比纳贾福和国会议员苗西成连续三年看神韵，已是忠实粉丝。他们也希望更多的人能观赏到这场世界一流的演出。国际顶级歌剧导演兼制作人、加西歌剧之父以及加拿大国家最高荣誉加拿大勋章获得者厄文·戈特曼博士赞美神韵新节目充满创意，是了不起的视觉盛宴。影视界人士从神韵中看到了从未见识过的舞台艺术，这赋予他们灵感。
It's very precise, it's very moving, it's restrained in a way that a bit of an untrained eye right now to really understand it, because it seems like so much going on that I'm not getting.
很多商界人士是第一次见识有几千年历史的中国古典舞。
The fact that this goes back thousands of years and influences Russian ballet, you know, English ballet now, it's wonderful to keep it alive, just to see that whole tradition throughout the world. Well, I will certainly be telling them, just like my friend Heather told me, not to miss it.I will certainly encourage everybody I know to be here next year. And like I said, I'll have my grandchildren with me also. And I'm sure it'll become part, you know, of our tradition to come and see this.
温哥华是加拿大华裔聚居地，神韵的到来也让他们感到欣喜和骄傲。
佢哋跳得好好，啲costume 咧好靓，好very nice costume 。我好鍾意，我好鍾意。
傳統文化方面啊，佢啊有中國嘅舞蹈啦，所以令到你真係睇落好舒服咯。
當是天堂的時候，就有一種寧靜的那種感覺，然後就是給人一種生活的支撐。就是這演出真的很好，應該我不明白為什麼沒有機會在大陸播，我覺得應該是都應該大家都可以，應該會看到這樣。
美国神韵国际艺术团在加拿大温哥华4天5场的演出，给这里的观众留下了美好的记忆。接下来，他们将于3月30日至4月1日在加拿大西部巡回演出的第2站卡尔加里连演3场。新唐人记者朱峰，加拿大温哥华报道。